What's happening, people? We are back yet again. Yes, indeedy. Good to have you guys on here listening. If you're listening, of course, you know the deal. You're on pole position, not me. Replace my name with yours. You are on pole. Now, I'll tell you someone who is on pole position. Shout out to Matt Bishop, okay? Of those of you who know, this is Formula One. You know, I want to say royalty, but you know what I'm saying? He's Formula One history. He's part of the furniture, that's for damn sure. Matt Bishop, former communications, chief communications at Aston Martin, who recently left Aston Martin last season in Formula One, has now launched his new agency, which is called Diagonal Communications. Okay, this is a man who has... I got time for Matt. I tell you why. He was an employee of McLaren, which, of course, I've got all the time in the world for. You know, communications from McLaren, especially, like, was it mid to late 2000s type of thing? I'll tell you what, anybody that needs to be in the communications team at McLaren in that era, fair play to you. That is not an easy job. So fair play to you, Mr. Bishop. But yeah, he's been in Formula One for a long, long time. I mean, he went from Formula One, McLaren Formula One team. And then, of course, he was the communications director, if I've got that accurate. Communications director with the all-female W Series. Which sadly, you know, W Series, I mean, it was such a good idea, such a good program. You know, they just need to fund it. But of course, now we've got the Formula One, is it Formula One Academy or whatever the thing is right now for women's racing, right? But we could also argue, hey, let's chuck some women in the Formula One. I ain't opposed to it, okay? I ain't opposed to it. But of course, after that, you know, you returned to Formula One and became one of the key communication people at Aston Martin. Was a big fan of the likes of Sebastian Vettel because they're very much, let's say, progressively socialists. I don't know what the word is, you know, but just thinking about things outside of motorsports and thinking about equality, thinking about, you know, mainly equality is like the main thing, you know, whether, you know, sexual orientation, whether it's religious backgrounds, whether it's whatnot and what have you. And I, from what I remember, from what I can recall, Matt Bishop is a homosexual. Now, whether it matters in this conversation is another question. But nonetheless, like, he's got his things that he stands for. He's, you know, founding ambassador of Racing Pride and Motorsport LGBTQ+ group, you know. And, yeah, so, like, he's doing his thing anyway. He's left Formula One. He's created his own agency. And basically, it's a case of, you know, what's kind of birthed this kind of thing. And there's a quote here that I'll read from F1i.com. Shout out to, what's my man's name, man? Philip Van Osten. Big up yourself. Matt goes on to say, having worked in Formula One and other motorsports media, comms, PR, content and strategy roles since well before the current Formula One world champion Max Verstappen was born, I have long harboured an ambition to form a communications / content / PR / strategy agency. You know, now he's got the opportunity with the support of Kimura Performance and the tremendous assistance of Joe Downs and Bradshaw and Tim Holmes. Together, we have been able to do just that. Digital Communications, which is the name of this agency, will supply its clients with strategic communications, brand building services, reputation management, media coverage generation, crisis communications advice, content creation. Listen, Matt, if you've got a little role for me there, yeah, Peter on pole, get involved, okay? Would love to have you, love to be a part of this, okay? Activation planning, digital and social media management, media monitoring, media training, copywriting, speech writing, thought leadership council, and diversity, equality, diversity, equity, and inclusion council and leadership. Okay, founded on the principles, unrivaled experience in general sport, motorsport, and automotive. Digital Communications will provide strategic, sophisticated, authentic, effective, media-savvy, no-nonsense comms based on peerless knowledge and a passion, a passionate commitment to understand and deliver against our clients' challenges and objectives. Shout out to Matt Bishop. He's launching his own agency, Diagonal. Yeah? Diagonal Communications. And yeah, I guess, you know, this is a good thing for him because at the end of the day, look, it's something that he's done. He served Formula One for years, for decades, okay? Dabbled in W Series as well. And I say dabbled, I don't mean that disrespectfully, as in he was involved in the W Series as well, right? McLaren, W Series, Aston Martin. You can't know Formula One without knowing Matt Bishop. That's just the truth of the matter. He's been somebody who's all over the gaff in Formula One. And now he's launching his own business, and fair play to him. Because when he left Aston Martin, I was a bit sad. I was like, oh, right. Like, just for the simple fact that he was somebody, you know, like the uncle or the auntie that's always been there. You know, they've always been there, and it's like they pass away. And like when they were there, you didn't always like say hello or whatever. It wasn't even like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we're best buds and best pals. It weren't even like that. But it's like they were part of the first, like without them, this isn't complete. You know? And so when he left Formula One, I was like, damn, you know? I was like, you know, I wish he was still around. But it's good to see that he's still here. He's still in the sphere. Meaning we will see him again. He'll be a consultant of Formula One, I'm pretty sure of it, for some teams and whatever else. And as you can see, man, he's got his own agency. So more power to him. We'll see what he's going to do in the next couple of years. Hopefully it all goes off well and with the team he's got behind him. Yeah, man, he's just doing his thing. And I like Matt Bishop because obviously he came from the world of journalism. He's from that background. And, you know, I studied sports journalism at uni. I've always wanted to be like a content creator once I realized you can even do that. You know, more digital, more like video, more audio rather than writing. I've been really, I'm a chatterbox. I can talk forever. In case you haven't noticed, I can talk for the United Kingdom, okay, and for Uganda and for everything else in between. So, yeah, it's just good to see that Matt Bishop is not gone. He's here. He's doing his thing. And it's just good to see that there is life after Formula One as well. And to still be relevant in this sphere, which I am all for that. So, big up to Matt Bishop. He's doing his thing. A guy who is, you know, I see some of the abuse he gets on Twitter, for example, like some of the homophobic stuff and, you know, just everybody has their struggles. Everyone has their thing. You know, you could be somebody, you could be listening to me now and I don't know, maybe you're a Christian or maybe you're black or maybe you're gay or maybe you're, you know, anything and everything in between, everything under the sun, right? And with that comes a lot of backlash, a lot of, you know, let's say attacks against your beliefs, you know, whatever your beliefs may be, whatever your values are, whatever your core values are. And at the end of the day, you know, there's not many that are strong. There's not many that can handle it. There's not many that can, and it's not a slight on them, as in they're just normal human beings. And when I see some of the stuff, for example, that Matt's gone through, and you just think, rah, you know, it's been peak. And this is a man like, you know, he's too grown for this. Like, he's not 20 years old. Like, I'm guessing he's like 50, 60 plus, whatever, like, whatever, however. I don't know his age. But at the end of the day, like, nobody needs to be going through the backlash, you know. Nobody needs to have homophobia at them. Nobody needs to have, you know, derogatory terms. No one needs to be racist against no one. No one needs to be sexist. No one needs to be any of these things. Yeah? Like, you know, women in Formula One, for example, the people that are doing their thing, trying to, you know, just, they want to talk about the sport as much as men do, for example. And then they get given the wrong end of the stick with that. And it's just, you know, it's just a sad thing to see. But nonetheless, look, we're seeing people here who, regardless of what their background is, what their orientation is, whatever their beliefs are, you know, this man, he could be 60 for all I know, right? And he has decided, look, I'm starting something new. And it just goes to show, like, you can do exactly what you want. Now, don't get me wrong, he obviously, when you hear Matt Bishop, you know that name is a big name in Formula One. And of course, he can start anything he wants to and it will be successful. However, to still have the courage to do so, you know, and to work in comms, man, fair play to you, mate. That's not an easy background to have. But big up to Matt Bishop. We love what he's doing. We're happy to see that he's still around, still doing his thing. And I wish him nothing but success in his new endeavours. And hopefully I still see him again. I follow him on Twitter anyway, but I still see him again doing his thing in the world of motorsport. This chapter isn't closed. This chapter isn't closed, and that's good to see. So big up to Matt Bishop. And yeah, check out his new agency, Diagonal Communications. Is that right? Diagonal Communications? I want to make sure I got it right. I've been saying it all day. Diagonal Communications. The new launch of his agency is here. It's now. Big up to Matt Bishop. Matt, you're on pole. Until next time, lights out.